give me three parts blood. One part of your own. One part from someone you love. And one part from someone you hate. And I will fulfill your deepest desire with one wish.
The Oracle listed his requirements. Much needed to happen in a short amount of time. Eris needed to have this wish. He had traveled hundreds of miles with his family after the invasion and destruction of their village. Losing everything, he became desperate. Instant pressure fell upon his shoulders as a provider. The schemes and hustles of his younger years instantly came to mind, but the fast life wouldn't be safe for the wife and two children he had to care for. After leaving the village, he recalled the fable of the oracle who could grant one wish to those who could solve its riddles. It was rumored to be high in the mountain forests and to only reveal itself to certain people. Many tried to memorize and solve the riddles that were circulated, but each person received a different one. "Dad, what's your wish gonna be?" The oldest, DR, peeked out from behind his mother. The question fell on deaf ears. Finally standing before the oracle, Eris stared into the lifeless stone eyes of the statue. It was the image of a kneeling form holding a stone plate, an altar for sacrifice. The request swirled in his mind. He could feel the seer waiting for him. A hand on his shoulder and he bristled at the touch. Realizing it was his wife Parma, he relaxed. "I don't like this," she admitted. "Can you get another question?" Before she could finish her sentence, Eris reached for the dagger at his hip. With no hesitation, he lanced his own index finger, drawing blood. He smeared the blood on the slab and it glowed to the touch. Turning to Parma, she gasped and pulled back, the youngest son accent on her hip. "Parma, relax. Trust me," he reassured her, moving to her side. Their son reached up for him. Eris kissed his son on the forehead, holding his hand. He made silly faces while distracting and nuzzling him. A swift, shallow cut under the arm drew enough blood. He pressed the cloth to the wound and tied it in a bow. A curious accent gazed at the cloth, and Eris showed his own on his cut finger. Accent smiled and kicked with glee. Eris winked at Parma and turned back to the oracle statue. He pressed the tip of the blade on the slab and the remaining blood glowed. He stared at his partial offering in silence. His thoughts raced. "My heart, how can you finish this riddle? There's no one else here. Do you have enough time to even find this third person?" Parma questioned. I know. She was right. There wasn't much time, according to the legend. Eris knelt before the oracle, resting his face in his palms. He focused on the wish and the change it could bring. He allowed his desire to go deep, to go dark, to reach for and pick at memories long put away. Memories buried alive under pride and ego. As each layer of dissonance and quiet pain was unwrapped, he recalled the birth of the first addition to their family. A beautiful boy, stillborn. Soon after, a daughter, the same fate. A host of siblings afterward joined their early graves too, leaving the couple alone. One night they were blessed again, and this time, they had another son. Eris saw DR's face, definitely his mother's son. Strong and healthy, his eyes found a small detail. His desire evoked the wrenching of his gut, the air leaving his lungs, the burn of the bile rising in his throat. A small detail, club thumbs. A face flashed in his reddening mind. The only person with club thumbs in the village, not of his bloodline. He saw red and felt the fragile bones and body of another man's son in his strong, trembling hands. He blinked, burning tears down his face. His wife thanked the heavens for finally bringing them a child, crying tears of joy. Eris was rage incarnate at that moment. But to see his wife truly happy with the blessing, he swallowed the fire whole. It seethed underneath and burned him on a daily basis to have to name, care for, and raise another's offspring. His desire pulled that memory out into the open and attacked it, turning it black. Dad, are you okay? DR placed a hand on his back. Eris stood and nodded, a reassuring smile on his face. DR smiled back. Eris placed a hand on his shoulder and drove his blade into his chest. Parma howled, her world shattered. Eris set his attention to her. With obligation severed, the love he had for her decayed. He moved toward her and she was hysterical. Axon cried out from his mother's screams. Eris pulled her into a hug as she fought, and he drove his blade into her chest too. He held her tight until she ceased moving. Cutting Axon loose from the wrap, he calmed his son and held him close. Eris took a look at himself and his deeds. He turned back toward the oracle, son in his arms. In front of the altar, he smeared the last blood offering and it blazed bright. The stone eyes shone blue.
You solved the riddle. What is your wish?
I want